So it's swarm season, huh?
Yeah, it's actually towards the end of it. As it starts to get hot, the swarms will be less than what they are in the springtime. But when the spring shows up, of course, that's when all the flowers are blooming. That's when the hives start to get active again because they've been kind of dormant during the winter season. And then they start swarming. And basically what happens is the old queen leaves her hive, and she leaves a new queen behind, and she takes all of her workers with her, and they go and find a new location because there's too many of them in the original hive.
How much longer do you think swarm season will extend?
Well, they say as it starts to get a lot hotter, they will stop being as abundant because they don't like it when it gets real hot, and as it, you know, the rain starts to settle down too, it gets too dry. So probably only, I'm surprised they are still swarming actually right now. This is kind of late compared to last year, but probably only till the end of the month.
And it's all based on temperatures?
Yeah, it's it is based on their, the temperature kind of drives them, the climate, and you know, things have just kind of taken a little longer this year to kind of come out. We had a longer winter, kind of held on a little bit there, and several things took a little bit longer to pop up and get where they needed to be during the springtime.
Now, we've got a lot of agricultural communities around us, and people are always using backhoes and bulldozers and needing to clear out brush, and a lot of times they can get into trouble with whole groups of bees attacking them, especially with the Africanized bees. Would you please tell me a little bit about safety when it comes to bees or when you're encountering bees while you're working on a farm?
Yeah, it is, you know, you always have to be careful. The most important thing is to probably check ahead of time. If you suspect that you have any bees on your property, you want to know where they're at. You don't want to be near them. You don't want to aggravate them. If you're not sure what type of bees they are, because you can't tell the difference between those that are Africanized and those that are not, it's best to have somebody come and take care of them, remove them, get rid of them if they're in a location that you're not comfortable with, if there's some place that you're going to be around. A lot of times with the hives, you can't find the hives. They're probably in a safe distance away. The best prevention and the best safety measures is to prevent them from coming in the first place. So you want to keep things covered. You don't want to leave open areas that are left alone, such as like empty cars and barrels and holes in the ground and pipes in the ground, old buildings, things that are undisturbed will end up being nice locations for them to set up homes.
So if someone needs to bulldoze out an area, say there's a bunch of brush, how would they know if bees are there? When are bees most active that they would be able to notice these bees so then they can find someone to remove the bees?
Well, the bees that do the foraging do that during the daytime. When the temperature warms up, so they're out pretty much after, you know, 8-9 o'clock, and they stay out until about dusk, and they are out foraging. So you'll see bee activity. If you see a lot of activity, then you know there's probably a hive close by.
How far do they usually travel from their hive?
You know, that I don't actually know. I don't think most of them go too far away because they usually put it someplace that is close by. But I'm not positive as to the full distance that they can travel.
Okay, and I guess I'm thinking of my dad and a lot of his farmer friends. What do you do if you're out there on a tractor and then suddenly there's this huge swarm of bees attacking you?
Well, if that happens, you definitely want to get someplace safe, run to safety as fast as you can. They do say don't try and drive the tractor because the bees will outrun the tractor. And you want to get inside a building or inside a car, someplace that you can at least shut the doors and keep them away. You don't want to jump into water. That's one thing that if it is an Africanized group of them, they will wait around for you. If you decide to go into like a pond or a lake and hide in the water, they'll wait for you until you come back out. You don't want to try and fight them off either, trying to stop and spray them off with a hose, which is what unfortunately the man that did recently die attempted to do, and that did not work out because they just will keep attacking if they're the Africanized. If they're the European bees or normal bees that we're used to having around, they aren't as aggressive. They'll chase you for a little bit, just enough to let you know you've made them mad, but then they'll stop. They'll only follow you maybe 50 yards at the most, get you a few stings in there, and if you're not allergic to them, you probably won't have a bad reaction. You should be okay, but it's the Africanized group. They will take you on. They'll send out several more workers to chase you down, and they'll chase you up to a quarter mile and will continue to attack until they feel satisfied.
Gotcha. Well, is there a good contact number we can get if you did find a nest of bees, but you didn't want to just kill them, you wanted them to be taken by a group that would take care of them?
It depends on where you live. There are specialty exterminators in pretty much every location that will come out and get the bees. Sometimes you can get beekeepers to come and get them for you. And, you know, some people still do that. There are a lot of people who aren't doing that as much as they used to because of the fact that they are the Africanized out there now, so they kind of have stopped taking them anymore. But there are people who do specialize in bee collection or bee removal. And, of course, that varies depending on where you're at.
Are any people working towards a solution to try to, I guess, kill out the Africanized bees, or are they just totally too close genetically?
Yes, they're too close genetically. There are some entomologists who believe that pretty much all of our native groups have already mated with the Africanized. They've all been mixed back together. And I guess once the natives mix with the Africanized, they're no longer as aggressive as they once were, so it's kind of a good thing. But there's no way to get rid of what's already here. So,
any other tips or tricks?
You know, just be mindful when you're out on the tractor. Know the area. It's always good to kind of do a walk around ahead of time if you suspect any activity. You know, most places, you know, you don't expect to always come upon them, but if you know of a place that you haven't been to in a while in your yard that could possibly have developed a hive, it wouldn't be a bad idea to go down and check. And, you know, ahead of time, and if you do want to go look for them, it's best to do that early morning or late at night, or not late at night, but late, like in the dusk, when it's starting to get later, because they're not active in the dark. So it's always a good time to kind of go at those hours so they're not as aggressive, they're not as many of them outside of the hive. And, you know, just kind of know your area and your surroundings ahead of time, especially if you've had any in the past. A lot of times if you've had a hive and it had found a source and you have not cleaned that up properly, a new group will move into an old hive or an old setting location, and you'll get a new set of bees, even though you had the old set removed, if you didn't dispose of everything.